Mm-hmm. Let's see. You know who the man who wrote the first gospel in the Bible, the first, you know, in the New Testament, the first book there is the book of
Matthew.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a woman who conducts a school?
Teacher.
Yeah, do you. Right. What's there any old-fashioned terms you might use there instead of teacher?
I don't know. Maybe.
Call a schoolmarm, a schoolma'am, anything like that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. You have a name for, say, a preacher here. Maybe he's not a very good preacher and works part-time somewhere else and travels around a lot. You have a name for that?
Evangelist?
Yeah, or say that he's not really a very good one. He's kind of untrained part-time and just...
I just wouldn't have no name.
Have you ever heard him call a jackleg preacher?
Few times.
That term jackleg, have you ever heard it like a jackleg lawyer or doctor?
Yeah.
What does jackleg mean there, really?
Well, he just puts one in the other way.
Mm-hmm. So he's not just does it kind of part time and not
right.
Really, that's what he means there. Mm-hmm. Now, what relation would your mother or sister be to you? Or what would say my mother's sister, what relation is Viola to me? She's...
Your aunt.
Mm-hmm. And remember in the Bible again, the wife of Abraham, what was her name?
Martha.
Well, let's see. No, it started with an S. Remember?
Hmm?
It started with an S. Abraham's wife.
Sarah?
Yeah, mm-hmm, that's right. Mm-hmm. And... If you had a boy named Bill, more than likely his real name would be
William,
mm-hmm, something like that. Yeah, if you had a your father had a brother named William, then you call him what? You call
Bill,
him,
or for short.
Say he was your father's brother. You won't call him by you call him
Uncle.
Yeah, Uncle.
Uncle William. Mm-hmm. Uncle Bill.
Yeah, you remember who was the commander of the Confederate armies back during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. I can't go back there.
Or I tell you what, you remember George Patton in World War II? What was he? What rank was he?
General Patton.
Mm-hmm. And you know the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Mm-hmm.
What was
it?
Let's see. What's the rank just below a general there?
I don't know how them ranks comes in here. There's a general, a brigadier general, a colonel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's about right. And sometimes a man in charge of a ship, what do you call him?
The captain.
Yeah. Let me ask you about that word. Is it ever used in any other situation? For example, would you people ever call their employees that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do white people do that mostly, or colored people?
Colored.
Mostly calling it, man. And let's see, is there ever, you ever address, say, a child as captain, a little child you don't know very well?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other time you might use that word captain? Like that? That's about the only time?
I don't know of any place here. Where?
The man who presides over the county court, how do you...
Judge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And... So you had one named Marshall, you call him what? You said he's
judge, so and so.
Yeah. Now, what do you call a person who goes to college to study? A person who goes to school, he's a
scholar.
Yeah. Ever heard him call a pupil? Or
pupil. Yeah.
Student, maybe.
Student.
Those three words all mean about the same thing.
Same thing.